This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, folks, before we get started, I just gotta let you know that tonight, that's right, this very night, January 3rd, at the world-famous Hollywood Improv is Mike Falzone's Surrounded Crowdwork Show, and it is a doozy. There's an early show at 7 p.m. featuring the talents of Steph Tolliv, Mike Falzone, Morgan Jay, Laura Peek, and more, and the late show at 9:45 features myself, Steve Zaragoza, as well as Mike again and Catherine Blanford, Brandy Denise, Jackson Banks, and more. That's right. If you come to the first one, usually Mike lets you stay for the last one. But I don't want to see Mike. I don't want to see Mike. I don't want to make any promises. But guys, come out tonight. The Surrounded Crowdwork Show. If you've never seen it, you're a dummy. Come see it and watch me be very afraid, even though I did it in Tacoma. But here I am again, and I want to thank Mike Falzone, my very good friend, and my podcast partner of this very show. And now, on with that very show, this one.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are going to do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Honk and
horn! And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
Guys, welcome to the show.
I'm hot.
I'd say you're like an LA 8.
I'm like a 7. I think I'm a comfortable 7. I've been thinking a lot about that conversation we had. Who can you realistically get?
Wait,
celebrities you could realistically...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we were talking... How's your thing going with...
Martha.
Anything,
here's what I've done. I've liked two of her photos.
Okay.
I did share them as well on your
and
story.
I shared two of her photos, yeah. She's so hot, dude. She's stupid hot.
I
wonder if I could shoot Ronald Reagan to get her attention.
She'd probably know your name at that point.
Maybe. There's no guarantee.
They'd be like, Mike Falzone,
which CEO?
Luigi, what's with all these Italians killing people?
Which CEO do I have to take out to get Martha on my side? The answer tonight at 11.
You gonna see that movie Wicked, Mike?
No. Wiccan?
Wicked.
No. I think Zoya did. Zoya and Heather went.
And what did Zoya come home and tell you what she thought of it?
Yeah, she was like, I saw that theater kid movie.
Yeah.
I have all the respect in the world for that. And people who like that. It's just, I've learned in my 40 years of being around, I don't like being around theater kid energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't vibe with like how I am.
Yeah.
There
That's
are
fine.
Some people who do that kind of shit that I could tolerate.
Yeah.
Overall, it's not a vibe I like being in.
I liked when the theater kids were like gross. Like
talk about that.
And didn't mind being gross and didn't mind being kind of like gross. Like
what do you mean?
Well, there were the theater kids that were like, they took it very seriously. Don't fuck with my musicals. They laugh at what they laugh at, but they don't laugh at the gross shit I laugh at. And they weren't like, cause I was friends with like in high school, I was friends with all the like different misfit types. And the theater kids were part of that. And I was friends with some of the theater kids, but the ones that took it too seriously, like, and didn't joke around were not, I did not get along with those guys. But the ones that were like, you know, they liked Monty Python also and laugh at like gross shit like Jackass and stuff like that. Like those were the kids that I was like got along with. Basically, if you were any clique, but you could get down with gross shit, then we were cool.
If you're doing like bravado singing all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. No,
like
no,
we're
no.
in Taco Bell. Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Yeah. No thanks.
Like, we're on the way there. We're going 35 miles an hour. And they're like, what are you guys going to get at Taco Bell? But they don't care about the answer.
No, they're just
else.
Waiting for a
They're
prompt.
Waiting for a chance to sing.
Yeah.
What are you going to get? Mexican pizza tonight. What are you guys gonna get?
You know the best way to shut that down?
Never talk to them.
Is just to zero reaction.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
what they want is like a whoa.
Show me the perfect reaction. Yo, what are you guys gonna get for at Taco Bell? I'll tell you what I'm gonna get: cheesy gordita crunch and the cinnamon twist for me. Diet Coke on the side. What are you guys gonna get? When we get there.
I actually put my order in already, so when we get to the checkout, I'll just give them the number.
Oh, you guys hate me?
Imagine seeing a friendship like that.
I saw friendships like that,
like
I feel
witnessing
like.
Those two?
Yeah.
The person that's like singing
on outside.
I'd be like, how long have you guys been friends?
That'd be fascinating.
Because that could either be a really long friendship.
Yeah.
Or one that just started and you will not see come to any fruition.
That's a staying together for the kids friendship.
Yes.
That's like we're friends because we've known each other for too long already. Dude, here's my, you're the theater kid.
Yeah.
And I'm me in yeah. line at yeah. Taco Bell in front of you.
Okay.
So do a theater kid thing.
Okay.
And you're next to your friend who's like more chilled out.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're not a part of the crew at all?
No, this is, I'm here on my own volition.
Okay.
And I'm about to order, and okay. then you do theater kid shit. Okay.
Oh my God, I gotta get, I got in Peter Pan? I'm in Peter Pan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I'm so excited. Peter Pan in Taco Bell, and I'm gonna get an Enchirito. Sorry, it's just me and my friends here. I'm sorry. We can't help ourselves. We just like to sing, and people usually like it. So,
I would truly try to like, if it annoyed me enough where I couldn't ignore it, I would look in that person's eyes and I'd be like, what's the part of you that needs to do that?
Yeah. Well, you already know the story. You know the reason.
Dude, you turn around, you take off your glasses, and you go like this, dude.
Like right at their face. Clean the glasses. What if you just laughed? You're like, you know what?
Sir, do you I'm want sorry. Your, you said two tacos? No.
Let's forget it.
No. I'm going to, where would that never happen? I'm going to Roy Rogers.
Where would that never happen? I'm going to Jimmy John's.
It would never happen at Jimmy
this
John's.
This wouldn't happen at Jimmy. And you say that. I'm going where it just never happened. Like Jimmy John's.
This wouldn't happen at Boston Market.
I feel like a lot of those people who do that have not experienced that. The person that's like,
yeah, they're just surrounded by other people who would also do that.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not trying to yuck your yum. Do whatever. Do whatever you want always. The problem lies in the where you overlap with other people.
Yeah.
So as soon as you're in a situation where other people have to deal with how you are now subject to like, you don't get to choose how the world sees you after that.
No.
If you're always in a group of your five friends who are doing perfect barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
Quartet. Harmonies. So stupid, dude. It hurts me how stupid I am sometimes.
It's okay. We're
like you're
fun.
You're doing harmony and you're like scream singing at the top of your lungs and you feed off each other and you're in your little echo chamber and that makes your life worth living. I want that for you forever.
Yeah.
But if we're in the same spot and I have to deal with that, or you're like, come hang out with us, I'm not going to hang out with you.
I think I...
And you don't want me to. You don't want me there. I don't want to be the fifth person in your quartet.
If I... in your Yeah, I don't want to be the fifth in your five tet. I don't want to join your five tet. Or your four tet.
Four tet and 7 years ago.
If I'm in a place where, have you ever been into like a place to grab like a burger or something and you go in and the vibes are just like way off?
How?
Like there's no music playing.
Like somebody's in trouble?
And it's quiet.
Like when you get trouble in the backseat of your car and your dad turns the music off?
Yeah, like he turns it down to yell at you and then it just never goes back up.
Can we? You're done yelling, right?
Okay. We're gonna be in silence now. We're not listening to the Gremlins 2 soundtrack anymore, Miho, because you fucked up.
You actually fucked up, dude.
But if I was in a place like where the vibes are off, there's like no music playing, it's quiet, and like maybe there's like two or three people in there eating, and it's like, these vibes are off. Like, what the fuck's going on in here? And then suddenly I hear someone go like, I'm gonna get an enchilada. I'd be like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Cause like, there's no, what, like, there's, it's so quiet and boring in there.
Some people like that.
Like, I'm not gonna, like, there was a time in my life where I probably would have done that. I would be the guy going like, I'll get the enchilada. But like,
if I'm eating and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday and I have the choice between like eating break. Quiet. Yeah. Yeah. I have an office job and I fucking hate it. And that like 45 minutes is all I get away from my like soul sucking 40 hours plus a week. And you're singing in Taco Bell.
Yeah. You're going.
That's a knife, dude.
You're spraying knives.
With a knife.
Knife gun. You got a knife or you go... Well, then you're that creepy guy that's suddenly doing that.
Yeah. Why doesn't that guy get a gun?
We'll be right back. This episode's brought to you by Cold Hard Steel and Cold Hard Cash. This episode's brought to you by Big Bucks.
Big bucks and a cool hard cash.
You want big bucks, you want cold hard cash.
Big bucks and a cool hard cash.
You better get your butt out there and put the work in. That's right. Gotta work in. You gotta work in.
Cool hard cash.
You'll make the cash. Oh, yeah. You gotta work hard.
Work, bitch.
Work every you day work, and then you get that cash.
You get the cold hard cash.
$2.99,
$3.99, $4.99, and you're at the Taco Bell. Some kids come in and they're singing like some assholes. Cold hard cash, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
Cold hard cash, yeah.
Somebody come get your kids. Somebody come get your kids. $6.99, $7.99, $8.99, $9.99. Take them out of school. And then put them into some different school.
Come get your kids. Take them out of school and put them in some different school. Away from me.
Dude, Surrounded is back. Coming back.
Surrounded's fucking back.
This tonight.
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 Can you believe it? And you're doing it.
Dude, this is crazy, Mike. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Because I had so much fun doing Surrounded.
You did such a great job.
Dude, people thank you, dude. I really appreciate that. And I like, it's all of, like, you might not want it to be this way, but when I do things like that for you or with, or you ask me to come do a thing for you, I really want to impress you.
Why?
Because I want you to know that, like, I'm taking it seriously and it's something that I am capable of doing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have asked you if I didn't think
totally.
You were capable.
I know, but I can't help but be like, I want Mike to be pleased.
I do. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that you want it to be good and you don't want it to be bad.
I don't want to go up there and be like, I'm going to fucking take my time and be me and do my... Well... Not like that, but I don't want to go up there and be like, this is all about me and I'm doing what I want to do and I'm going to do material I wrote or something and like not pay, like, I don't want to ignore what you want it to be. I want it to be what you want it to be in an organic way.
You want to do the thing I asked you to do.
I want to do the thing you asked me to do and do it right, not do it wrong.
Yeah.
Because you might tell people like, hey man, this is what the show is.
Uh-huh.
And then they go up and do their fucking set you've heard them do before.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not what I asked you to do.
Yeah.
And I know, I remember at some point early on and when the show was starting, you used to like call them out on it.
Yeah, I used to be on the mic in the sound booth.
Do you still do that?
I will. If we're like in the lab, which the show is now, and in the smaller room, it's easy for me to just go on the sound booth and grab a mic and be like, you're doing jokes.
How often do you do that?
Oh, and I used to do that at that Black Box Theater too, when it used to be the Friends and Friends show. And then Zoya would be on the mic.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she would like call me out on stuff.
And there was a sound effect you would use. It was like a door opening.
I always wanted to get a horn, like a real horn that would be jarring inside. So if you said your dumb jokes about airports or dogs.
Have you
during
had,
the crowd work show.
You've had to do that recently?
I always call them out. Because I have I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not like in it to make sure that people are comfortable because it's an uncomfortable show. But you could have such a good time feeling uncomfortable without having to rely on like a safety net of, you know, I'm like, use interaction and listen to people to get yourself out of whatever. Just have it be genuine and real. Don't rely on your fucking like whatever joke.
Dude, but
joke about
people,
how dating is hard to get out of like a uncomfortable situation.
Right. Because that's what you do when you're when you go and perform. You're like, fuck, shit's kind of shit right now. I'm gonna use my
I'm like this isn't that
joke.
Tonight, and I don't think that's that much to ask.
No.
Either. It's like just tonight, you do the same thing every night.
Yeah.
Tonight, just be real and genuine.
Let loose.
Yeah.
And remove the shackles of memorization.
Yeah. But it's so much fun. And you realize, like, I know it's been years and years since we've been doing the show. Now, it's been like 5 or 6 plus years of Surrounded. And no matter what iteration it is, it always has the same feeling like in the room. Even when we were doing all the Meta JFL Facebook VR shows and like super famous people were doing it. I don't really have any kind of personal connection aside from just like Marlon Wayans is fucking up there doing it.
Yeah.
And it still feels the same way it does in the lab, like the smallest version of the show. So it's fun and it's simple and it's like just an experience you don't really get anywhere else.
I love that, dude. Well, I hope you guys come tonight because there's going to be some good, funny shit because it's always good, funny shit.
Yeah.
Mike knows he's picking people that can say funny things when they're under duress.
It could be some surprise guest. And I'm like, dude, the comics on these shows, they're either like people you will know very, very soon or they're like people you've seen on other stuff.
Yeah.
And I think Emily Browning's on tonight.
Oh, she's great. She's a balloon
dude,
girl.
She's one of the funniest, most creative people.
She's great.
And she's one of my oldest friends in comedy. And I think she's on tour with that Queen Irby. What is she calling herself now? The more I try to explain it, the more I'm going to butcher it. But she used to be like a YouTube singer. And then she kind of broke out and started doing her own stuff.
That's cool.
And she's really cool. And she's really, like, popular. And then she tagged Emily to go be, like, this, like, demented comedy clown to open up for her shit. Let me just call her.
They're doing a few shows.
Dude, so funny to call.
The person you're talking about?
So funny to call Nick to describe the person that I could call that I'm talking about.
That right, you could just call that person.
Just doesn't seem like she's picking up.
Kevin, can you give me one of those ham croissants we got?
Kevin, can you tell Emily to pick up? I just don't think she's going to pick up.
Hi, you reached Emily Browning.
And that's a little bit of, that's like a taste of what Emily brings to the show. Anyway, really fucking funny people. It's going to be a really good show.
I watched her video she did where she was like in the green Wicked paint.
Uh-huh.
And she's like in the room with her boyfriend or something. And she's like, babe, can you come in here and just ask me what I'm doing? And he's like, what? What do you want? Can you just ask me what I'm doing? What do you mean? Just ask me what I'm doing. And like, he doesn't really get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
Dude, I love that guy.
And then she goes, okay, you got it? And he's like, yeah, I got it. And she goes, okay. And she's like, so anyway, I'm doing my makeup. And then he comes in and goes, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm just, and she does her whole bit. And then he did a great job.
Yeah.
But you see the lead up to him asking, her asking him. It's very funny.
Yeah, man. Come to Surrounded. It's fun. Dude, speaking of like comedy clubs and comedy stuff, we just passed the holiday season.
Yeah.
And all the comedy clubs had their holiday parties. And let me tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I was at the Comedy Store Christmas party. Holiday party, excuse me. Don't cancel
my
white ass.
Oof. Yeah, but you know, include everybody.
I only like the holidays that involve my one true God. Yeah, and I'll say that out. The birth of my God. Jesus Claus.
Jesus is God?
Jesus is God and his own dad.
Jesus and is where his own dad?
My grandma, who is a ghost, so I could say that, hangs out with Jesus now, probably.
But is Jesus
Christ?
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
And risen.
And God.
And God, his dad.
And risen. That hurts it. It's said. People say Jesus is God.
That hurts it said.
But is that real?
Yeah. That is real. It's on Snopes.
Jesus is
God. Thank you. Kevin just looked it up. Dude, I got super... I don't get drunk often. I smoke a little bit of weed throughout the day. Small. Here's my...
That's okay. That's nice.
When I'm smoking, I roll a joint that's like an inch and a half big. And I know that unit of measurement. Like it's the back of my dick.
So it's like one of those little dog walkers.
Small dog walker. And I'll smoke one of those throughout the day. And normally it takes me like day and a half to finish that little guy. I don't really drink. And then you go to a holiday party and it's like you have to drink in the name of the one true God.
And one God. And Jesus is God.
Jesus is Christ.
So you got like...
Jesus is H Christ.
Shit, really? Jesus is Lord. So, Jesus is Christ.
Right. And the doctor was his mom, so he couldn't operate on it. Uh-huh. So what happens is I go and I drink... three big drinks fast.
What do you got? Like an eggnog or a whiskey and a soda or something?
Amy, God bless her soul, is a bartender at the Comedy Store. And she turned me on to like, I was doing whiskey gingers, but it gets boring. So she's like whiskey pineapple with a ginger floater.
Whoa, what's that called?
Pineapple ginger floater.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't have a fun name.
It's called Hallelujah, God Has Risen, One True God.
Jesus
Mother
is Christ.
And God, Father.
Jesus is God is Christ.
Amen. So I'm drinking these things, three of them, heavy pour, holiday party, and I get shithouse fucked off my ass, blackout.
Really? Like you blacked out?
I did not black out.
But you got fucked up.
I get like I feel like shit way before I get drunk. Yeah. But I was definitely drunk, but it fucked me the day after so bad.
So you were hungover.
I got hungover like a little kid. Dude, I threw up.
Really?
I throwed up like a little kid.
Because that's the most you've drank in a minute.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I'll go to weddings. Like, I went to Laura Peake's wedding.
Name drop.
Laura Peake, who actually just did the Tonight Show and fucking killed it.
Holy shit.
She was supposed to be on the show a couple times already. Doesn't matter. Anyway, got rip shit at her wedding, but I felt like it was spaced out. You could drink a water in between all your shit.
And you were okay.
I was useless on Monday after the Sunday party. Useless like college useless.
Whoa.
Like I was like 22 years old. I got out of bed. I couldn't be comfortable in bed. I went and I froed up like a little bitch. And then I went on the couch and I like curled up into like the only position that was comfortable on the couch. And I'm like, I do this now? That's nothing.
It fucked you off your butt.
It fucked me into my ass for Christmas.
Is this an age thing and a
has to be.
Lack of tolerance. A frequency of drink, a tolerance?
It's just like poisoning. And then I did Secret Santa and my Secret Santa... I bought my guy, my friend Alex, the Rick Rubin book.
Oh, that's a great gift.
Because he's so creative. I just think he would love that.
And Rick Rubin's great.
Love Rick Rubin, who was not at the party, despite my all my
show.
Invitations. He'll be on Surrounded. Dude, imagine that. He'd be like, dude, Rick Rubin's just like, let's all just think about how cool this is.
Right. He'd probably kill it.
He would kill it.
But that would be
we'll
such a bonkers guest.
I want to have sex with Martha Stewart and I want Rick Rubin on Surrounded.
Who are your three
in 2025
Surrounded wishes to be on Surrounded? Not on the same night, but like eventually they're on Surrounded.
Jordan Jensen.
And
Rick Rubin, Martha Stewart. I wonder how that would be.
She'd be great. She'd be great. She's probably like...
I don't think she's super funny.
Because, but...
She can, like, remember when she did the roast and she read all the jokes that were written for her? She fucking killed. Because everyone's like, I never thought I'd hear Martha Stewart
say anything. But those were written for her, for sure.
Yeah, but most are. That's, like, how that happens. But I don't know if she would be, like, improv off the cuff type shit. She'd be like, look at all these poor people. Isn't that cool?
But she'd be interesting.
What, a circle of poor people? I've never done this before.
Like, I've never been surrounded by poor people.
I've never been hot in a circle of poor people before.
Last time I was surrounded by poor people like this, I was in Acapulco. Outside of the resort.
Right.
But she's a professional, so she's used to filling dead air.
Yeah, but she's used to like teaching people how to like crochet a placemat or some
you
shit like that.
You could just be like, before she goes up, you're like holding her hand.
Kissing it.
And you're like, you're going to do great. And... just like give him like a corn chowder recipe.
I'd be like, yo, if you're feeling nervous, I have a couple tips. One, just talk. You have a great personality. Just listen to people. Just talk, ask them questions and really listen to it.
Oh, that's easy. That's so easy. Answers.
And then if you're still nervous, we can go upstairs. I'll go down on you for 2 hours.
And then you can talk about that. Talk about linens. She could describe linens, and she would
how'd
kill
you like
it.
To go upstairs and talk about linens? Dude, she'll take one look at me like, you're gross.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe when
you're
I'm
too close to me. Are you a too close drunk?
I can taste you. No, but I am a very, like, I'll tell you everything I think about you.
I have had some
not in a bad way, though. Not in a bad way. Some of it might be bad, but I'll always save you at the end. I'll always like, dude, I told someone, my friend Alec, I love all the social stuff is out of the window when you're drunk.
Yeah.
So I had my friend here and I said, I want to tell you what I really, really think about you. I just watch him get uncomfortable because he's already the type of friend who doesn't fully know what I think about him. We're nice to each other, but there's a tinge of like it could go either way. And I gathered a bunch of people. I said, I'm gonna tell everyone what I really think of this guy right now.
Yeah, if you say if you doing that is a little scary.
Yeah, if you care about the answer at all.
If anybody knows you at all, you being like, okay, I'm gonna tell you how I really feel about you, everyone will be like.
And then, but I'll also like, I'll go into the kitchen, I'll see Laura Peake and I'll be wasted and I'll say the super version of shit that I would say sober. I would go
for certain people,
you're it, you're her.
You got the it factor.
I was like, bitch, you're going to be on billboards.
You're the main character.
And people are going to be like passing you on billboards and be like, yo, Laura Peake's at Yakima. That's crazy. What's that? That casino? Is it Yakima? Like Laura Peake's during
Morongo.
A weekend? Morongo. Laura Peake's at the Morongo. I'll pay $75 to see that show.
How do we do the Morongo? Can we do the Morongo? Can we do Morongo?
We need to get everyone who listens to this
to hit up
to
Morongo?
Invite 150 people to also listen to this. And if half of those people can stick and become fans of the show, I think we're a quarter of the way there.
Yeah. So Morongo... Like, little shows don't do Morongo.
No, dude. If you're playing, like, a casino, it's because you could sell out a theater.
A theater.
Do you remember?
There's no small rooms.
Remember when we went to Oregon?
Yeah. That was a theater-sized room.
You think the Native Americans that run the casinos would be like, thank you for bringing 75 people to this 3,000-person?
Definitely not. But
this is worth our time.
But like, you know, I'm not talking about like 300 people. I'm talking about like 120.
You've earned us enough money to keep the lights on in the bathroom in the green room. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
We couldn't afford to open the concession stands during your show.
We couldn't pay someone to be the cashier.
But I hope you have a great time. Sometimes I'm like, is it? It's always makes more sense for them to be profitable, but because it's a casino and because they're making so much money all the time, I wonder if it's like a, are you going to be in the red because you put us on a billboard and put us up for a night at the, in the theater?
But they gotta have smaller rooms.
I refuse to be in a smaller room than 3,000 people.
Even if there's 100 people there.
Yeah. Spread out. Spread them out, dude. Spread those people out. I want nothing more than to be able to do theaters with this show. I think that that would be beautiful. I think there's a world of fun live shit that we could do
We
were afforded the, if we could just get more people into a room where people would think we're less of a risk.
Right. I think we could get, if we pushed for one big giant show, we could probably get like a decent amount of people to come out.
That's not going to sell it.
Because one big giant show would mean we were like hitting up people to like help us promote it and stuff.
Or we had a bigger audience or a more vast audience. Not to say we're not happy with the people who listen to the show.
Right. We love it.
Because we've met the people who do listen to the show because they do come out when we have, no matter what the audience is like. Mm-hmm. Right now, like that Tacoma room that we were in that you could watch now on patreon.com/... DB was like the perfect room for us right now.
Yeah.
There was like 100 people in there and it was packed. That's where we're at.
And it was good energy and shit. That was a fun show though.
Dude, when we did the Bell House and there were like 300 people there in Brooklyn, that was amazing. Boston, there were like 250 people in Boston.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Us doing a show to like 1,500 people in a small theater with a balcony would be insane.
What show did we
do? On mushrooms? Was it disrespectfully in front of 1,500 people?
Yeah. And there was like 25 people in the balcony.
Mushroom show was...
New York.
No.
Salem. Mike's mushroom show?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, there was more than one.
Yeah.
Salem? Definitely.
Yeah. Salem was the one with the balcony with the guy that was like...
There was like two people up there.
They knew something. Yes. We kept asking them things.
Yes, Mr. Hands.
Yeah, about Mr.
So Salem, I was definitely mushrooms. And then I thought Boston too, but I'm not. I don't think so. We were high on pizza in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, and we loved that pizza. And they were like, "It's fine."
They were like, "That's trash." We're like, "You don't understand. We live in a different place."
Dude, that pizza was so good. I wanted to buy another one. To have like in my hotel room.
Yeah, I wanted to buy one just to carry it around with me to be my friend until it went bad.
I wanted to buy one and let it cool off so I could fuck it.
Which pizza? I mean, so I'll take the pepperoni to eat, and then is there one that's good for like fucking when it's cold?
Can I have just a cheese so I can like fuck it? Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace. We you, and we love Squarespace up in her because our very own Mike Falzone has a website at MikeFalzone.com, which is a Squarespace website. What? Are you out of your mind? Well, yeah, but Squarespace has nothing to do with it. This is an early onset thing that happened to me as a child. But that's beside the point. Squarespace is, of course, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place and all on your terms. Guys, we're talking about the easiest way to start and set up a website using Squarespace because, you know, you don't need to install anything. You don't need to upgrade anything. No, it just works. It works out of the dang box. I mean, you know, there's no box, but you know what I mean. And you can do it on your phone even if you want. Guys, I'm not crazy. Well, I am, but again, it has nothing to do with Squarespace. I'm telling you guys, you want to make your own website. I know you've been thinking about it. Maybe you're on the fence. Maybe you're like, yeah, I think I should have a website because I got stuff I want to show to the world. So what are you waiting for? Go to squarespace.com, get that free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You've heard us say it countless times, and it's because it's true. All you gotta do is go to squarespace.com, try it out, see how easy it is, see how awesome and fast it is to make your own website. Then when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter, and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain, and you'll be helping out your DB boys. That's me and Mike. It's a no-brainer. Help yourself, help us, help the world. Showcase your work. Show everyone what you're made of at Squarespace. Thank you guys so much. We trust Squarespace here. And don't doubt it. Okay? All right, back to the show. Come on.
Dude, did you see that challenge they're doing on TikTok where it's like you go and you point your fucking cell phone camera at your mom or dad and then you say "da fuck" after everything say? Dude, it's so funny.
What? In what way?
They'll like be like, "Dad, sit down with your beer. Can I just ask you something? It's a TikTok trend or whatever."
Yeah.
And they'll be like, "Yeah." And then they'll be like, "What's our plans for what's our plans this year at Christmas? The fuck?"
And just add the fuck at the end.
Yeah, and then the dude, so you do that.
Okay.
And I'll be the dad that doesn't know.
Okay, all right.
So ask me like, "Hey,
Dad, is it okay if I film you really quick for a video?"
Of course, mijo.
There's a TikTok trend.
Yeah, okay.
Going on, okay? TikTok,
like the clock.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you a question. You just answer me naturally, okay?
Sure thing, mijo.
Okay. Dad, what are we going to have for dinner tonight, the fuck?
What is... I think mom's making chicken soup. She's doing chicken soup.
Yeah, that would be what my dad would do. He would ignore the fuck part.
Dude, but you gotta like... You have to keep going.
And you say the fuck after everything?
After every like sentence that you say.
My dad would 1,000,000,000% ignore it.
The whole time?
Oh, yeah.
So the ones that...
Dad, you know... And like... When I used to live here, it was like, you know... Oh, different neighborhood. The fuck?
Well... The language, it has, the neighborhood has evolved.
My dad would ignore it.
Dude, 100%. I've watched people like by the 7th or 8th thing that they say, their parents are like, "What is this the fuck? Why are you saying that?" And I love it every time.
That's good. That's
my
good.
Mom would fully be like, "You're being stupid. Turn that shit off."
Yeah.
That's stupid.
She's over it already.
Yeah.
She's like, "Stop it. I know you're fucking with
my
me."
My mom's smart and sharp enough to be like,
"You're fucking with me."
To be like, "I don't want to be a part of your thing. I don't like this." My mom wouldn't let me turn that camera on. And my dad would take a little longer to.
And then it would say what you think.
Dude, I wonder if we could do it over the phone. I just don't want to like trick my parents.
Yeah.
But I do think that would be funny.
Who could we do it to that Nick would not know it was a bit? Yeah.
I wonder if Nick has seen it, give me something to talk to Nick about. The fuck?
Ask him about his book.
Yeah, his book. Yeah. Smart. The book? Hi, Nick. You're on a different episode of Dynamic Banter. Dude, I've been doing this thing where I call Nick up and I say you're on Dynamic Banter, even if it's like 7 o'clock on a Wednesday.
That's great, and he's not.
He's not, but now you are.
Oh, this is really Dynamic Banter.
This is really banter.
This is real.
Can I ask you a couple questions, about your book?
Yes, please.
All right, now what can you describe exactly what your book is going to be,
Excuse me.
What's your book going to be?
What is it?
What's your book? You have a book coming out. Yes or no? The fuck?
Answer to that question.
You got a book coming out. Yes? Right? The fuck?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your book What is your book? We want to sell it to our audience. The fuck?
Well, it's a cocktail book, Mike. Have you told them that one?
A Hoctua book, you said?
We haven't said that yet.
The fuck? It's a cocktail book, and you can learn new cocktail recipes. Is that right?
What? That's right, yes. Over 100.
Is there anything special that you would like to tell the audience? Or anything that differentiates your book from other books like this? The fuck?
Well, it's called Sipsy Doozy, the fuck.
I love that name!
I think that's terrific. Dude, I remember when you sent me two cocktail glasses, and I use them all the time because they're beautiful. They feel like glasses that I would have used in a fancy bar
and
in my grandparents'
house. You've done some drawings for the book, isn't that right?
I have. I did do a bunch of illustrations for the book. The fuck?
That's wonderful.
The fuck?
Nick, have you ever stirred a drink with your penis?
Yeah.
Where can they... Get the book. No pertinent information, dude.
Move your body up and down. Move your body all around town.
I misread the vibe of this.
This, have you guys listened to this collab?
Move your fucking body. Body in the sweat. And then pouring down the sweat down your naked fucking bar.
He's turning a drink with your penis. And then the flavors of your jaws.
Stir the drink, make it wet. Move your fucking body to the beat. Move it to the beat, the fuck? Move your body to the beat, what the fuck? Move your fucking body.
What the fuck?
Beat.
So I fucking threw up like a little kid. Can you imagine?
How was Zoya? Was Zoya holding your hair for you?
Zoya was in bed when I was throwing up. And Zoya's such a trooper when it comes to being out at a comedy-related thing. She's like, being around comedians all night.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And just bits and bits and bits and bits and bits all night.
Comedians are like, so many of them have theater kid energy. Not all. It's different community of people, but there is some overlap there. Like people who are always on. And like, I really like people who aren't always looking to make a joke. Always. I like people who have some kind of like, it doesn't always have to be that. It could be real conversation and jokes are inserted when you got it.
In an appropriate moment.
But not people who are like on the outskirts of a conversation, like, and then,
and then,
I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Be chill. Chill out.
Yeah. Do you feel like though that there's some aspect of it that's like, people being like, I'm in the presence of really funny people,
yes,
and I need to have a moment.
Yes, and I've been there, and I've felt that. But you realize that...
You get one shot at that.
But also, like, you don't... I think it makes everybody more comfortable if you don't do that. I think you come off more genuine. Because it's not like... If you're... Here's what I think. If you're always looking to like jump in with your joke to capitalize on your opportunity, that isn't real. You're not being real and being there. You're
right.
Not present and you're not super listening.
Right.
You're just like, when can I prove to all these people that I'm funny? And that's different than being a participant in the conversation.
Getting a call from Nick Hamilton.
Who?
Hello, Merry Christmas. Who am I speaking with?
Who is this? Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this Nick Hamilton? You called me.
Hello.
Nicholas Hamilton, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Steve, and to yours.
And to you and yours, Nicholas. You know what's something I learned about recently that I thought was kind of interesting? I learned about Australian of the Year.
Okay.
And is that a thing that you, what do you know about Australian of the Year?
Well, we do it every Australia Day, and we give an award to someone who's the most Australian.
That's interesting. Like, we don't have, like, a Californian, a United States person of the day.
We have a United States Employee of the Month.
We do have a United States Employee of the Month. Yeah. Which is huge.
Usually Joe Biden, and fucking, fuck that.
It's whoever the president is, that's for sure. But have you ever been like, I want to be Australian of the Year?
Well, I think I'd have to do some charity work, and fuck that.
Is it mostly charitable stuff?
Yeah, mostly.
Did you know anybody who was Australian of the Year?
I wonder if I could name one.
What about that curry for the country lady?
Mm. Hey, Steve, that's a great point, Steve.
That was Mike, actually.
Who's that?
Mike's the other guy on the show.
Steve, I've sent you a video on your phone. You should put it up to you, up to the.
Okay, he sent me a video here. There's two videos. Which one should I put?
Just the second one.
The second one. Okay, let's have this.
Normally, people just do dick pics.
Go and have a curry for the country. Hey, I'm gonna tell the Prime Minister that one. A curry for the country. I love it. I love Indian food. It's my favorite food. I promise you what
I'm
doing.
Oh no!
I love Indian food.
We were just talking about theater kid energy.
That's what that is.
That's 100% theater kid energy.
Well, Steve, she just loves Indian food.
Boy, it's my favorite food.
It's my favorite food.
It's a favorite food. Was she nervous, or is that how she says food, you think?
That's Michaela Cash. I think she was probably up for re-election, and she was doing
a bunch of
interviews. And that's, she was given an idea by one of the journalists, and she fucking loved it.
And was she Australian of the Year?
I think so.
And can you disagree with Australian of the Year, and you don't get in trouble for that?
Or do they put you
away? It's on a police state.
Can you be like, I don't agree with this Australian of the Year. I thought this other person deserved it.
Yeah, well, I think it's a public vote, Steve.
Oh, and so, and do you vote every year?
Surrounded returns tonight to the Hollywood Improv. Dude, getting someone invested.
Really? Like,
the fuck?
Like, really pushing. Like, at first it was like, all right, we're joking about Australian of the Year now. Okay, fine.
I'm in.
But then I really push into it. Well, who's been Australian? Do you know anybody who's been Australian of the Year? And tell me, have you voted for Australia? And finally, I don't care. I don't care enough.
It gets to the point where it's like, this can't be a fake conversation.
No, you're interested.
There's been too many subsets. Too many follow-up
questions.
And that's
what it's about. It's about making your friends comfortable and then going for the nut and punch.
Yeah. No one gets their nut punched if their hands are in front of their penis.
That's right. You can't be ready for it.
You need to talk to your friends until their hands are away from their penis.
It's History Road,
dog. Kevin, I'd love to do some.
Can I interject one History Road that was sent to me by my friend Lex?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're familiar with... How should I tee this up? Kevin, do we currently have a food sponsor that is notoriously a little difficult with their ad... verbiage?
Is it today?
We do?
Not today.
Okay, so I was sent a excerpt from episode 44.
Of our show.
Of our show, 44. Dynamic Banter. Episode 44.
What is that episode called?
It is called Red Boobs. Do you like that?
I remember Red Boobs.
That's
Red Fair, yeah.
Red Fair?
Red Fair.
Where they pour drinks down your mouth and look at you in the eyes? Why is the Ren Faire so hot? Anyway, so listen. We're kind of getting to the point in the podcast where we're kind of Simpsoning ourselves.
We're repeating shit.
Well, we're predicting things that will
come
true in the future.
Yeah.
But it's only future. But it's only for us, like in universe.
Yeah.
So apparently I was sent this clip and Lex said, not you guys talking about how funny it would be to have a promo code that would be hard to put in back in 2017 and then it happened to you with that one cooking sponsor you had. Lol. Here is an excerpt from episode 44, Red Boobs.
This is the earliest we've recorded a denim.
Is it?
No, I think we've done that.
The t-shirts
that
would
be a good promo code. Make sure you get 10% off Harry's razors. Just use the promo code.
What if they had to type that in?
And we refused to tell him how to spell it.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to a panel last night.
Wouldn't that be a fun idea to really just fuck with people and, like, give them, like, make the offer code incredibly difficult?
Yeah.
Is that okay for, is that fun for anybody?
Guys, we got a brand new batch of t-shirts coming up. We reprinted the OG t-shirts, and you can go on hideandseek.com right now and get both of those t-shirts absolutely free by using the promo code.
Kisses. How do you spell that, dude? So I think that's very interesting. Also, I think it's worth mentioning that, like, why are our voices lower now,
dude? Thank you.
What is that?
Steve, it's gotta especially. Be. It's gotta be an age thing, right?
Yeah. You also, like, when we started the show, you didn't really smoke weed.
Let's cut to a clip. I guess that's...
You're going to get those t-shirts for free. Remember, just use the... And it's all lowercase letters. The promo code...
Promo code is the sound thing. Lowercase.
That's good.
Holy moly. Putting in pie.
Drop more?
Because you're destroying your throat.
Going through puberty. And smoking while going through puberty.
Going through puberty?
Puberty, yeah. I'm a late bloomer.
I'm glad we got there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe
maybe the podcast was at 2x speed.
Maybe, yeah. Or like, you like we might have talked about this before.
Were we,
like,
gay?
Maybe we're gayer.
We're gayer now?
I think we're gayer now, yeah.
I don't know about that. Let's call somebody. He's going to do the thing where he tries to hang up fast. That's what I'm predicting.
Hello?
Hi, Nick. It's Mike Falzone from Dynamic Banter.
Hi, Mike. I'm outside now.
Hi. I hope it's a lovely day where you're at. His voice is deep. Can I ask you a question, Nick?
Sorry?
I have a question to ask you. Can I ask you?
Ask me a question, yeah.
You've known us for how many years now?
About 6 to 7.
Are we gayer now than we were?
Sorry?
Did you not hear me?
I can't hear you at all, man.
Oh, I was just asking if we were... I lost them. We never get any real information from people on this show, do we?
That's it.
Lex said it's like we hit a second puberty.
Well, you know, did you ever watch Futurama?
Yeah.
So the guy that does the voice of Fry, his name is Billy West. And Billy West did, like, the M&M and, like, the honeybee, the honey Cheerios honeybee.
In the old commercials.
And he's just done voices forever. He was Stimpy on Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he does Fry, the teenage character. Fry, the teenage guy. And in the beginning of Futurama, it's like, this is really good. This works. But now he's like 90 years old and he still does the voice of Fry.
Yeah.
And it's a little different.
Yeah.
And you could hear the age.
They don't do nothing to it? All that fancy equipment?
No, because imagine if you found that out, that you're an older person and you're doing your character and they younged you up. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Why is that fucked up?
Because it's
they
like,
did it to Tom Hanks
too old.
In Weirdo Computer Movie.
Dude, they did, but they also did that thing. Owen and I watched a couple of moments
of
that
you're
movie.
Telling me you have, like, no self-awareness if you're like, I'm 90,
yeah,
and I've been voicing a teenage boy for the last 25 years. You have no clue?
Yeah, but you don't want people to be like, you sound just a little, it's like a little old, so we're going to, like...
Okay, you be the guy being kind of offended, and I'll be the producer.
Okay.
We're going to have to tweak your voice a little bit in the studio to make you sound a little bit younger.
Oh. Am I not doing it good enough?
You're doing a great job. You just sound older.
But I'm doing the voice. It's the same voice.
Let me clear it up for you.
Okay.
If we did a live action version of this show,
yeah,
do you think you'd play Fry?
Well, I don't think I'd play Fry when we started the show doing it live.
There
I
you
do
go.
A live action version.
So imagine that, but with your voice.
But you didn't have to do that before.
No, you sounded younger before. But because time keeps going, you nigh sound older.
Okay.
Are you upset?
I'm going to go beat my trailer for a reason. I just have to think about this.
Okay. We're going to push your trailer off a cliff because that's a ridiculous thing.
We were watching that Tom Hanks movie, Owen and I, and it is like they de-age him, but they didn't touch his voice at all. So he's like, Mom, I got my girlfriend pregnant. Anyway. All right. Well,
that's it.
Thanks for listening to the show today.
Thanks for listening to this show if you're gay.
It's a new year.
It's a new year. We made it to the Avengers 2025. This is the year.
It's 1-3 today. Dude, it's a new year. A new round of Surrounded. Come be a part of the show that so many people have called a little different than a regular show at the Hollywood Improv tonight at 7 and 9:45. Also, we'll be back next month, February 7th. Both Friday nights, both great date nights. If you're in town visiting for the holidays or just after the holidays, it's a super cool tourist thing. Come hang out at really a staple of the comedy community, someplace with so much history. And come see your boys do a real silly thing.
Yeah.
Please come, it'd be great. Merry Christmas.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.